USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lawmakers are reacting to the president imposing tariffs on Chinese goods. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump says he's in no hurry to strike a trade deal with China after U.S. tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods go from 10 to 25%. Republican Senator Martha McSally tells ABC 15 in Arizona something had to be done.
We can't have this hurt Americans while they're working through the negotiations, but for decades they've been cheating and it's been hurting Americans and it is a national security issue. So hopefully we can get a breakthrough soon so it's better for America and Arizona.
The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee says special counsel Robert Mueller won't appear before his committee next week. According to the New York Times, President Trump's former lawyer, Don McGahn, was asked by the White House to declare the president never obstructed justice, but he declined to comply. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, reversed course on Friday, telling Fox News he will no longer travel to Ukraine to push for that country to investigate Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden.
I've decided, Sharon, I'm not going to go to the Ukraine.
You're not going to go.
I'm not going to go because I think I'm walking into a group of people that are enemies of the president.
Islamic leader Louis Farrakhan defended himself Thursday after Facebook banned him earlier in the week. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Farrakhan says he doesn't hate Jewish people, women, or the LGBT community.
I don't have no army. I just know the truth. And I'm here to separate the good Jews from the satanic Jews.
That audio courtesy of WFLD. In the past, Farrakhan has also expressed Holocaust denial and admiration for Nazi leader Adolf Hitler. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Late night talk show host Conan O'Brien is defending his team of writers, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
That after O'Brien's team settles a lawsuit that accused the team of writers of stealing jokes. The lawsuit from a San Diego-based blogger and Twitterer had claimed O'Brien's show on TBS stole 5 jokes from his blog and Twitter account. In an op-ed piece in Variety, O'Brien's response is that in the age of social media, quote, seemingly 60% of Twitter users are budding comedy writers, which means dozens of people often simultaneously write the same joke. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The top Republican on the House Ways and Means Committee is strongly cautioning against the effort to subpoena President Trump's tax returns. John Clemens reports.
Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas has notified Committee Chairman Richard Neal that the action would be an abuse of the committee's oversight powers. He said it would become a further example of the Democratic majority's attempt to weaponize the tax code and use its oversight authority for political gain. Mr. Brady went on, this information is not being sought to further a valid legislative purpose, but instead to try to embarrass a political enemy. With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.